There's too much shit out there for there to not be something, right?
There we go. That's what I've said.
Too much shit. There's infinity out. Like, how is it not possible?
Are we being pranked? I look around. I'm like, if there is an alien here, look around. Like, he's like, yeah, I don't know. It could be that there are aliens fucking looking like.
I just blink vertically. The thing controlling me is like pulling levers.
He's not real.
Good job.
There's too much stuff.
You can have Cheetos later.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ayo, God. This is That's right. It's a Monday morning on the Real Ass Podcast. Louis J. Gomez still coming back from Florida. So guess who's steering the ship?
Hey, it's me, Karen Elizabeth Feehan. What's up?
That's right.
Karen J. Feehan.
No.
It is going to be a day. We have some of my favorite people sitting in on our journey today. To my right, she's got a stupid ass, Karen Feehan. Across the table, she does a podcast with one, Micah Fox.
That's what I thought we were getting to.
Some writing, I see.
And also joining us, fucking great guy. Thank you for being here, Sean Donnelly.
I don't get a fucking ass joke.
Whitest ass in the Queens.
I live in Manhattan now. I'm cool.
Oh, I didn't realize. Yes. Congratulations.
Well, welcome, and thank you guys for being here.
Priced out of Queens.
No.
Brian's in Manhattan.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Doing good. Cold. I'm all bundled up. I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right, baby. I'm feeling good. I'm excited. It's nice. It's nice to have a Monday to myself.
With Louis not here?
You know, it's exciting. There's a skip in everyone's step.
Yeah. I know. We did start at, what are we? We're already podcasting.
No, he has been really good about starting on time.
Yeah.
It's been impressive.
Let me ask you this. Do you think there's anybody out there? I met somebody. I went to a wake for a family member, which is sad.
I'm so sorry.
Micah.
It's okay.
She's so mean.
But
Let's bring it down a little
bit. I talked to a family member who had no idea who Jeffrey Epstein was.
What?
I go.
Oh, sure.
Because he mentioned he was going to Vegas with his wife.
Okay.
And I go, oh, he goes, we're going to see David Copperfield, but he canceled like a week's shows. And I was like, oh, I bet you I know why that is. He's on the Epstein list.
No way.
And he goes, what's the Epstein
list? Shut up. What does he do for work?
I think he's retired. He's an older guy. Yeah. But I still thought everybody
fucking
knew
mine.
Who
Epstein was. Mostly retired guys enjoying Epstein's Island.
Yeah, they don't cover Epstein's Island on Fox.
Right.
I mean,
they might not. Who knows? Actually, no, they would because he's friends with Clinton.
Yeah, I...
So David Copperfield said no magic for a week just because of...
he's got to hide his documents.
He made the Statue of Liberty disappear. How hard is it to get himself off that list?
Honestly, you can't make two words go away?
Exactly.
You can pull doves out of your ass.
Hillary Clinton can disappear the FBI's most wanted, but he can't fucking hide a couple spreadsheets.
Talk about Hillary Clinton, Micah. You're so smart.
I love her so much. Hillary Clinton is my favorite land shark. She just fucking roams the earth gobbling people up. She is I love her so much. I wish she was our president, but she's such a bad politician and unlikable. But she could have been our Cheney. She should have been our Rumsfeld.
Okay.
She should have just run everything from behind, but she's like, my husband was likable. Why can't I be? Because you ain't.
Oh, man. It's the hair.
So
the face
did you guys read about all the Vince McMahon shit this week?
He's sitting on the head.
Yeah. Yes. So I assume he has.
Making me feel comfortable coming out about my Vince McMahon story too.
I would assume that that's the same thing Bill and Hillary have, which is the understanding we don't love each other.
Yeah.
This is a complete like.
Of course.
Business arrangement. It works for both.
It's
of us
a rich people arrangement.
Yeah, I think it happens all the time.
They both want it too. Neither of them wanted to fuck each other. He's a dumb dog, dick, piece of shit.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, like, and she's busy trying to take over the world. I love it.
But he wasn't like, I don't think Clinton was naming black dildos after black wrestlers.
Was that part of it?
Dude, it's like, okay, so
that's my takeaway.
Vince came out.
That's the impressive part of it.
This is my wheelhouse. I apologize. Right, no, I've been very excited.
You can inform me, because all I knew was the shitting on the head thing.
So Vince, it all happened. There was a paralegal who sued for sexual something.
Abuse. Assault.
And she had an NDA, and she was supposed to get continual payments. She got the initial payment.
Isn't
and
that
then,
called blackmail?
Yeah.
And do we not call that blackmail?
Then they stopped paying her. So she came out and said they broke their agreement.
Mm.
Now everybody's getting called into court. Vince put out a statement. I didn't do any of this. Mm-hmm. Then Slim Jim tried to drop WWE the night before.
Can we see a
Royal
picture
Rumble.
Of Slim Jim yeah, really fast? I'm sorry. I just wanted to put a face with the name.
And Vince left. Vince said, he goes, I continue to deny these allegations, but for the interest of the company, I am leaving my position as the head of TKO shareholders.
Do you think
a
this was
very innocent move?
yeah. Guilt-free guy.
I think it was like a Tinder bot. Like there was, he was waiting for it to happen, and he knew.
So apparently, they've known for 20 days this is coming, because a couple days before they announced, A, they're going to Netflix, and The Rock joined the board of directors in real life.
Oh, maybe The Rock came in and was like, "Let's clean up some of this sex
and got his name back because yeah. they've owned his name the whole time."
I love how you say that in real life, like yeah, it's not a storyline on the show.
Yeah, this is he really comes back.
They owned the name The Rock.
Yeah, they had it copied. They make everybody usually change their name so that they own your name on TV.
I thought Cam Patterson owned The Rock.
So now that legal assistant is finally getting Fecal Freak back.
So some of the claims are that. So he's getting accused of sex trafficking, because in his 70s, Vince is passing it to the homie.
Yeah.
He had his right-hand man, John Laurinaitis, who's also out of everything. Supposedly, Vince dated this chick for a while, then passed her to John Laurinaitis. Now they're accusing them of threesomes and then offering her as part of, when they were trying to re-sign someone they described as a part-time WWE, part-time UFC champion, which kind of really narrows down the list.
It does.
Who claims
well,
he has...
Well, yeah, you don't know, right?
Who claims he has... Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
Allegedly. It's either him or Ronda Rousey.
Obviously. Obviously it was Brock Lesnar.
Brock.
Brock Morsner.
A notable rapist's name.
Yeah. And who apparently asked for a pee video, but did not fuck her.
He just wanted
apparently
a pee
Vince
video.
Names... this woman alleges... I don't want to... We don't know that Vince has a sex toy collection that he names after wrestlers, as well as defecated on her head during a threesome and then had her with poop on her for an hour and a half while people continued to fuck her.
So how is that non-consensual?
Yeah, my thing is, like, did they have her arms tied behind her back? Why didn't she just wipe that poo off her head?
So that's the question.
Like, when you're
it
in a squat
like somebody,
position, you're taking your time.
Somebody was a
grunting.
Hoe for show.
Yeah, like, there's farts,
and
maybe.
And didn't get her payout that she thought she was going to get.
Yeah. She was a hoe for show. Yeah.
And then the sex trafficking part is the
is that he was trading
part.
Her around
yeah,
other
like,
people.
She's like, this old guy's not going to shit, like, Mucinil or whatever on my forehead.
Vince eats nothing but well-done steaks and turkey wraps.
What is Karen's so cute for never
bricks.
Fucking an old guy.
What is it called?
Metamucil.
Rolled up your tongue.
It's just Boy There's Originals coming out his asshole.
Dude, I am sure everything that comes out of him is a brick. That man eats nothing but protein.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
It's yeah, well done steaks. Like
a lot of them come with what's the word, Karen? When you put like it makes you digest it well.
Enzymes.
Thank you.
Probiotics.
Yes. Enzymes was ding ding ding. Ding, ding, ding. Oh no, she's like not shit again.
So he had all dildos that were named after. Did he have one Let's... that looks like you named Doink? Remember Doink? Wasn't
oh,
that, that
of
was
course. Yeah. Doink and his midges, Dink, Stink, Link, and Tink. Yes. I'm
it's
aware.
All WWE
oh,
stuff. Yeah.
I don't know. If I'm a girl, I'm kind of like Zach, but... nervous if he's like, oh, we're going to take Triple H off the wall today or whatever. Somebody. Was that one?
That's his son-in-law who's running the company now.
Oh,
yes.
An important one.
Other things
sort
have come
like
out.
Sort of like the bishop on the chess.
So his daughter left a while ago when the first allegations came out. His son left like 10 years ago. And now reports are saying it's because he was trying to get Vince to stop this lifestyle and that he was going to get caught and
so
walked
the
away from the
son-in-law
company.
Knows he's shitting on hoes?
I think everybody kind of got to know.
Yeah.
And then Triple H, he He stayed.
So he's in charge still. He did a press conference Saturday night, and they came at him, and he did some good dodging.
But it kind of works out better for him because they didn't get along for a long time, correct?
Why?
Like Triple H and Vince?
I mean, yes, he did write DX on his limo and a number of I think he was always picked to run the show.
Run the show, yeah. Sense.
But yeah, and it's
Carrie's like, talk
wild.
About something I know about. Just would love to answer.
I've been absolutely fascinated with the idea that in your, it's got to be T, right? Like, he's got to be just pumped.
Or Blue Chew, or like.
He's yeah. that horny. He's, can you find his some of his texts, his screenshot texts?
Your libido's going to stay up if you stay in shape, if you're like.
And he has all those.
Well, he doesn't sleep.
Well, no, like people
they
like
say
that,
he sleeps 2 to 3 hours a night.
Is he on Adderall? He seems like he's on a stimulant.
Oh. I'd imagine he's on anything a doctor will give him. And now that UFC is back in charge, everyone in WWE just decided to get jacked in the last few months.
Really? Like
everyone just came back huge.
Yeah. Were they not already huge?
They used to have to get tested. They had a wellness policy that the government was checking. Now that they're with the UFC, I think I heard Rogan describe it as a smell test for steroids. Where they're like,
oh, is that what
good.
They told that girl?
Did you find
like
Vince's
shit.
Dirty text? Because this guy is a fucking magician.
Oh, here he is.
Here, can we get some sexy music? Karen, you want
to
take this
I
one?
I can't. I need the
I love it.
So
I
big.
Love you. That's it. What does it say? I don't have my glasses.
Here, Karen, we'll make it big for Karen.
I can't make it bigger. I'm sorry.
How many times have I had to say that?
I love it. That's what I love. You just can't... Wait, I don't know how to have a Vince McMahon voice.
I love it. You just can't get enough, can you?
That's good, Shannon. In the future, it's going to be so... B, just the letter B.
Capital B, so he had to press shift B.
B so bad that you'll demand to be fucked twice a day and not just with probably that dildo guy's name. In a three-way, why not let others see the beautiful, voluptuous body and watch you shake uncontrollably when you come? Ew, man, fucking barf. They'll go out of their minds. They'll find more friends. Then I'll find more friends, and we'll tie you up so you're helpless. Wait a minute. This is incriminating.
Yeah.
I'll direct them to have their way. And anyway, wait, this is forced rape. Way they want. Who can make you scream the loudest? But he wrote screen. Who can make you scream the loudest? Maybe I'll just line them up and have them squirt in your mouth, your pussy, all over your tits, your ass, all at the same time. You'll be covered in cum and we'll make you eat it all and taste everybody's cum. The next morning, you'll be a little sore.
Talk about an underreaction.
The next morning, you'll be a little sore, but don't worry, you're still gonna want more. After all that fucking over and over, I don't know.
Oh my god. They're like, can you explain this?
By,
like,
so
it's my girlfriend.
Read your last picture. You need your panties ripped off and three big black dicks in all three holes at the same time. Way up your pussy and way up your ass as far as they will go, but even further. And the thickest cock goes down your throat. So it makes you gag and convulse as those big black cocks pound away. It feels like from the start you're being assaulted.
Because you are.
But it just makes you come nonstop. There's one continuous constant orgasm, but just before you pass out, those big black dicks squirt their loads of cum inside you. As you lay on your stomach, the cum is coming out of all your holes. I'll turn you over and jack off all over you.
So he's like a voyeur little cuck bitch.
I'm
kind of.
I think he's
I gotta be honest, that's not completely straight, those texts. Yeah.
He's like, he talked a lot more about the big black cock squirting than he did about her voluptuous. And he didn't mention her tits really once except for a landing pad for jizz.
Yeah.
So now if we go way back in the Vince McMahon files, a wrestler did accuse him of trying to
of
fuck him.
Of the crime of being gay.
Of trying to fuck him.
Really?
Nails had a prison gimmick.
That's ironic.
And he and he was in a meeting with Vince. They got in a fight, and he charged Vince with grabbing his cock.
Ooh.
In the locker room.
So that's part of it. He's just like, it doesn't matter. He'll just, like, there's a lot of rumors like that about.
They had a fight, and then he grabbed his cock?
They said they got in a fight over the that. He claimed Vince grabbed his cock and then he hit him.
Was it like a handshake grab? Like, hey, how you doing? Because that's funny, right?
Yes, of course.
Is that just locker room talk?
That's just locker room
talk.
This is a business where you are judged on your body. So everyone involved is a bit of a, you know, a peeper.
Yeah. And they're in the locker
and they're probably
room
making comments about bodies all day about, oh, your lats are looking good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Let me get my sex slave for
you. So now in the last, since Vince has been on TV, he has made the female wrestlers bark like dogs.
On camera?
On TV.
On TV. Okay, well,
we can prove that was his idea.
Supposedly,
yes,
he had texts. he was in charge of creative, and he had suggested an incest angle with his own daughter.
Wait. Wow.
And they drew the line on
Stephanie
it. He wanted to make out with his own daughter on TV, supposedly.
No, bring up. Can we see a picture of her? I want
she
a picture of the babe.
She's cute.
She ain't bad.
She's cute.
So he is like a Donald Trump type.
I mean, his wife
was
literally in Donald's cabinet.
Because the son-in-law is in control now. It's the Jared Kushner. He wants to fuck his daughter. Maybe Vince will run for president, and we will vote for him as an American populist.
We might.
Is that the ultimate thing for rich people is incest because they're so obsessed with themselves and their own bloodline?
Mm. Ooh, interesting.
That is not Stephanie.
Oh, that's not?
No,
that is Zelina Vega.
And I was like, that's Karen.
That
right?
is Vince, though.
Yeah.
And his impression of Junkyard Dog.
That, I mean, you
Are
picked the one
trans...
picture not of her.
Are there any trans wrestlers?
Not
that
in WWE,
we know
but
of.
There is
Adrian Adonis.
Nyla Rose at AEW.
I would argue that they mostly are.
Yeah, and then Tyler Rex used to be in WWE. He is now a woman.
And back in the day, it was Adrian Adonis.
Yeah.
Which was basically trans for the 80s.
Yeah.
And China, I would say, split right down the middle.
Is that how they perform the operation?
That's quite the clitoris.
The first step? Yeah. Is
she definitely blurred the line between tiny cock and big clit. Yeah. By the time, but that's also years of
testosterone, right?
Testosterone.
And she left under controversy, right?
If I take tea one time and my little clit looks bigger, I'm out. It's so funny to me that somebody would be like, yeah, I can't wait to have a big old clit.
Wait, then you're out, but you leave it there, right? You want it a little bigger.
I want to see. Yeah. I would be like, one little pump, then I'm out, though.
Like a Nike? Just whoop.
Yes, like an air mat or whatever.
The Reebok pump?
Yep.
I was with a girl for a while at a big clit, and she would talk about it too much.
Yeah.
She would use the word engorged.
Like when she met your mom, like, hey, I'm big clit Stephanie. What's for dinner, Mrs. Amico?
Do you have a chair with extra padding? No reason.
She would slap you in the face with it?
Oh, no, it was, you know, it was convenient.
I'm sure.
I'm sure it was.
There was no question. I think I got it.
Yeah.
It was hard.
Yeah, it's a running start right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she was a good one. I would say, in my life, both redheads I've been with, excellent vaginas.
Hmm.
Big fan. One had red pubic hair. That was a big deal.
So what happens? He just goes into obscurity, or he just, you know, he's also in his 70s.
Can't. No. He
stay away from the limelight.
There's no such thing when it comes to Vince.
He's been a fucking evil genius for 40, 50 years.
Does Trump have a
movie villain?
Does Trump have a vice presidential candidate yet? I mean, I think we see an opening right
now.
Oh,
my God.
I mean, they're boys.
They're like the same thing.
Yeah.
We have no fucking Pence because we hung him, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He'd win. He'd still win.
I don't. Yeah, no doubt.
100%.
Trump has to pay that lady $83 million, though. That's a lot of money.
E. Jean Carroll, I love her.
Yeah,
good for her. Bring them dry.
What is she going to do with all that money? How does she get? Like, I wonder if it's a payment plan or like a big
lump sum.
You take a lump sum?
I don't know.
Well, it's also they keep saying how they asked Nikki Haley and all these people, like, oh, what do you think now with this payment?
Right.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a shit.
But like, he doesn't, money's not real to him.
No, nobody cares.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's been,
real.
Bankrupt how many times?
Yeah.
Or not him, but he bankrupts his own business.
He'll just rob Peter to pay Paul, whatever.
He fucked up Atlantic City. He pulled out. And
Atlantic City's a lovely place. A lovely place where you feel very safe all the time.
Speaking of Atlantic City, I'm headlining the Anchor Club there February 16th. Everybody, buy tickets.
Let's do plugs. That's a very good transition, guys.
All right.
You going?
So yeah, go ahead, Karen. Go for it.
We know Luis J. Gomez is in Key West right now, and I'm going to be there Wednesday through Saturday, January 31st through February 3rd. Then I'm going to Austin, Texas with Jolis. So those shows are sold out, just bragging. I'll be there the February 8th to 10th. Then
Where is that? What place?
Mothership. The Mothership.
Very nice.
And then, Anchor Rock Club in Atlantic City on the 16th. And then in the end of the month, I have a few dates in Michigan. And then I'm going to Lafayette. And then I'll be back in Texas. And then March 8th through 9th, I'm at the House of Comedy in Detroit. And that's all I remember.
Good for you, honey. Karen fucking killing it. Sean?
All I can remember, because I don't have my phone, is I'll be at the Amaya's Theater in Pennsylvania on February 2nd. I'll just say that. And follow me at Shawnee Clark.
Excellent. Ms. Fox?
February 4th at New York Comedy Club, 5 and 7. I'll be helping Derek Humphries do his album recording. Come check that out. It's going to be a great time. And please check out my podcast, Great Hang with Micah and Tim. Follow us on YouTube and Patreon and check out our live show. We do it once a month where we give the best advice. It's the advice show at the Gutter. Check out my socials for that at MYKAFOX.
Fantastic. If you guys want to see me live, on the 9th, I believe, I'm going to be in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And then the next night, I am at the Lincoln Lodge in Chicago. Because I booked a one-nighter on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh!
It'll be fine. That place is really cool, Lincoln Lodge.
Because the first venue already canceled me. So they moved me. All right. Well, but come on out. That should be really fun. And I got a bunch of other stuff coming down the pike. And hey, if you like the show, go over to gasdigital.com. Use that promo code RAP for a 7-day free trial to all the great shows on the network. You know, bring up Lewis's dates? Lewis is going to be at the Comedy Works in Saratoga Springs on the 9th and 10th. Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie the 16th and 17th. Side Splitters Tampa. Comedy Connection, The Vogel in Jersey. He's got a bunch of dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com today and get your tickets. Go check out Lewis on the road. Killing it on the Mediocre Tour. And check out Shannon Lee Hires, The Thing Is Ding.
Ding. Also, just a note, starting next month, we're going to have exclusive power hours only on gasdigital.com, where us, me, Figs and I, and a comedian will be getting very, very drunk on an episode.
Shannon, you're doing a power hour?
Yes, we are.
What are you going to drink? White Claw?
White Claw, yep.
Okay.
Wait, cool.
Would you like to be on one of them, Zach?
Yeah. I want free liquor? Yes.
The first guest is going to be Lewis.
Okay, good. The last time I did a power hour, I did it with Four Loko.
Oof.
Oh. What is Four Loko? What's in there?
That's what they banned.
Coconut?
It. It's gone. Yeah.
Coconut water?
Yeah.
It's like
natural spring.
Four
it's like 12%
kinds?
Liquor.
It's Two Loko, but it's a double.
Yeah.
Ah, Four Loko.
I think it's 12% alcohol. And
that's
that was a
high.
Mistake.
God bless
it. And there was like
it.
There was shit going down. People were drinking them and like committing crimes.
Oh.
Like,
well, so that was they're still in stores. That's the original recipe.
Oh, they changed it up.
It's like energy drink too.
Yeah,
because
it had all the energy drink stuff plus the liquor. And they're like, yeah, do one or the other. And they're like, all right, we'll get rid of the energy. Because they said it was making alert, aggressive drunks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
And there was a whole bunch of stuff that happened around the original recipe.
Like, what other
now
kind
they
of
have
drunk
Celsius.
Is there?
What?
What other kind of drunk is there? You know?
There's the crime
you,
drunk.
Maybe. Some people are chill drunks.
Oh.
I'm a goofy, happy drunk.
Yeah, you are.
Put you in a headlock.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of people were just blacking out and had a lot of energy still.
Whoa.
Yeah, the last time Four Loko was real, I threw a party at my Soho loft and ended up with a giant hole in my wall because people were wrestling, which turned real.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I even Celsius without the alcohol makes me want to punch a hole in the wall. Do you drink Celsius?
Celsius is for ladies, right? No, I've had it too, but every time I had it, I'm like, this is a lady drink.
No, I've seen dudes. A dude bought it behind me, and I shouldn't say behind me, but bought it.
Got shoved it up my ass. What are you talking about?
At the deli the other day.
This is for ladies.
Am I wrong that Celsius is a lady drink?
I thought it was like a replacement for Red Bull.
I've never had one. I hate I just.
They work like crazy.
Like what? To pep you up?
Yeah.
They pep you up?
Yeah.
I feel like they probably have some form of like stevia or something in them, something to make them sweet that I will hate.
Yeah, possibly, but they taste way better. Red Bull makes me nauseous. I can't drink Red Bull. Yeah.
I years ago had a sponsorship with Monster, shockingly. And And I tried one recently. I'm like, this tastes like shit. What's wrong with it? And I realized because it didn't have vodka in it. It upset me.
You're like, they forgot.
What's missing from this fucking monster?
They forgot to fill up this can with the right stuff.
Have you guys ever seen the theory that the monster logo's satanic? Hey guys, real quick, let's take a second to talk about our favorite sponsor, a company everyone's been talking about here around the office, the all-natural smoking wrap company, King Palm. They're a leader in the smoking industry with tobacco-free Palm blunt wraps. They're a proud sponsor, and guys, I absolutely love King Palm. So it has a corn husk filter, and you can pack their cones with the finest legal herbs of your choice. They also have ones with little flavor pods, so they have ones that taste like fruit, candy. My favorite, The Game, has red velvet cake. It's absolutely awesome, and they're available at all 7-Elevens, but also at kingpalm.com. And if you check them out today, go to kingpalm.com and use our discount code REALASS, you're going to get 20% off your order. One more time, guys, that's kingpalm.com. Check out all their full line of products. And once again, promo code REALASS for 20% off at kingpalm.com. Take the natural path with King Palm. Let's get back into the show.
No. For Red Bull?
No, Monster.
Okay.
The green.
You mean the why is that a pitchfork?
No, it's the Hebrew sign for 6 3 times.
Really?
So you had me at Hebrew already. Yeah. Already evil.
Yeah, so that little it looks like kind of like a 7 but with a short top.
It looks like 2 or 3 kings.
If you want to look it up online. Yeah, people think and like all like the idea of it being called Monster, it has like the implication of the devil, but some people think that it's supposed to be a 666.
So do you think Jews created it so that white trash people would kill themselves? They're like, we'll infiltrate the KKK this way.
It's to murder off anti-Semitics?
Yeah. They're like, they'll have heart palpitations before they can make it to our synagogue.
A pretty smart money-making endeavor.
Well, that's us.
That's what they're known for.
Are the owners... Wouldn't it be the owners are Jewish?
I have no idea. Did you guys see
what? Well, what owner isn't Jewish?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so it's saying.
So that is the Hebrew 6.
That's is that a gimel?
It looks just like it, dude. It's gotta be
the old vav. You know, you gotta love a good vav.
Yeah, I that doesn't seem that far fetched to me.
A lot of like Wendy's has a mom in it.
I know the mom one. Yeah.
Yeah, Sean also has alien best friends though.
And KFC,
he believes
his bow tie is a stick figure man.
Wait,
KFC's bow tie is a stick. Can we check that one out?
I love how everyone's like, it's a Jewish problem instead of like just sevens, which is in our culture. They're like, how can we make it Jewish and evil?
It's your
well,
seven,
if it's Jewish
right.
people doing it, like you said, it's like a revenge. It's like a Jewish, satanic thing.
I mean, we are doing it, but why does everyone assume we're doing it?
They're making these.
Yes, his tie is a little body.
Oh, yeah, but it also kind of looks like that. What's like the infinity symbol? Or like, what's the one from?
The Ankh.
The Ankh, yeah. It kind of looks like the Ankh, too.
And that's supposed to be satanic as well?
No, that's just logos have like hidden little things in them for subliminal reasons.
But all the Disney ones are crazy.
I mean,
that subliminal one? Be like, your body will never be like this if you keep eating this food.
No, yeah. Be the right color.
Say goodbye to your limbs.
Yeah. and so black people are comfortable with him. He has a little black body. Yeah. And see, there's a mom in her collar.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So you associate her with home
breastfeeding
or just feeling good home, like being home,
home cooked breast milk.
Mom,
that's why they do a picture of a child.
That's mom.
I think there was one with Coke, one of the commercials for Coke, one of the famous ones. They were putting messages, words in the bubbles, and like they were like making them really faint in the bubbles.
Oh, like in like Lion King, the sex, the
sex in the clouds.
Well, that says SFX. That was the company that did the a computer animation.
Oh, is that true? It's not sex?
Yeah, it's not sex. It's SFX.
I've been jerking off to SFX this whole time.
She loves cloud porn.
What about all good teenagers take off their clothes?
Yeah.
Like that was
something true. All good tigers.
Something, something, something.
Something, something, something.
Ah, but the penis on Little Mermaid?
Little Mermaid
Believe
penis.
Believe it. Also, the tits in Rescuers Down Under.
I didn't see that.
Well, I never saw that one.
While they're going down a hill and Rescuers Down Under, they pass a house that has porn on in the TV.
Really?
Yeah, you Google that one. I've definitely seen that one.
That's a great little Easter egg.
So I guess they do go down under.
Hey. There we go.
Somebody needs to rescue her. This man shit on her head. Did you guys find the Rescuers Down Under thing?
So I can't believe that's SFX. I really thought it was somebody.
It's,
and Little Mermaid was a disgruntled artist, right? That's what that was. That's the rumor.
I would assume so.
Remember the one when I was a kid?
I'll show them my penis. I'll draw my penis. Then they all know.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can't deny that one.
Yeah,
and it's not even the same animation. So you
it's a real shot.
Yeah, it's a real shot.
That's funny.
God.
Do you guys believe the priest getting a boner in Little Mermaid?
Believe it. I've seen it.
Yes.
They say it's his knee.
No. Oh. Why would they animate a knee like that? He gets a full-on boner when Vanessa comes by.
Dude, we watched this on the TV in there the other day. Have you ever seen, you know, the Three Little Pigs, Looney Tunes, Merry Melodies?
Yeah, I'm podcasting with him right now.
I know. I was like, where's the third one?
When the wolf goes up to the house, he's the toothbrush salesman. Pre-World War II, he comes dressed as a Hasidic Jew.
Wait, really?
Yeah, if you want to look up Three Little Pigs cartoon Jew.
We watched all become this the other dentists? Day. Does that like...
Because I guess there used to be a thing that Jews used to come as like door-to-door salesmen. But it was like a stereotype.
Really?
Yeah,
Micah, the way that they animated your people was not flattering.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was... And
is that Ari Shaffir?
I didn't know my Uncle Larry sold toothbrushes.
This is Gnome trying to buy the West 4th Street McDonald's. Isn't that wild?
That's great.
Wow, that is.
And then they changed it into just a regular wolf when after World War II.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because there's a whole thing.
Yeah,
that's
bad, right? Ugh.
When you look at all the Jewish stereotypes, that's how Satan's drawn.
Oh, sure.
To try to associate Jews with Satan. So, like, the big nose, the facial hair, a lot of the way you would draw, like, Nazi propaganda Jews, that's the same way people draw the devil.
Jesus.
Well, it makes sense, you know. We're on the same team.
That's not how I draw the devil. I draw the devil as 6'1", bald, Puerto Rican.
Who takes off Mondays.
Mine
was obsessed with the Wizard of Oz one. I believed when I was a kid because, like, when I was in eighth grade.
Them hanging, the midgets?
Yes, the midget hanging. And it's just a bird.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you watch that behind the scenes doc and they were fucking each other, little freaks.
I thought he really did kill himself.
Nope.
No, that's not real at all. It was a bird.
It was a bird.
So there's all different versions as the movies come out over time. Mm.
I'm sticking with the hanging.
Yeah.
But a lot of the shit about the Munchkins fucking. Yeah, go ahead.
It looks. And if you watch it, it goes and then doesn't come back.
Hey, I think they would have caught it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
They're like, the show must go on.
Yeah.
So that's the tail end of it. Like, right before that, you'll see. It looks like the midget goes up, drops. Goes back up and successfully hangs himself because it like swings once, but then it goes one way and never comes back. Mm. So that's why it's like a bird's beak.
And we can call them midgets because this was filmed before the.
Oh yes,
a lot of the theories that they were all drunks and fucking is from a movie, not from real life. I think it's called Under the Rainbow.
Oh yeah,
comes from Judy Garland did an interview. Where they asked her about it, and she's hammered.
Yeah, she's like, oh, no.
She like can't make words. And she's like, oh, they're alcoholics. Then we gotta pick them up with butterfly nets in the morning. But she's loaded. And all the ones that survived were like, yeah, no, it was just a regular job. Like, there maybe are a couple that fucked, but it wasn't, like, a problem.
Oh, I thought they were just wilding, hooting and hollering.
You would think so, because it's all, you know, it's like it's a small community.
Right. You think they'd be excited to have a reunion of such great
numbers.
Is that the best, other than Ewok, the best collection of little people? Mm. Like, as far as that many little people getting work at once?
Yeah, as far as that. Because
when you look at any famous dwarf actor now, almost all of them were Ewoks.
Even they missed out on this new Snow White also, because they didn't use actual dwarves.
But didn't they film something and they replaced them?
Oh, maybe that was it.
What about Willow?
Yeah.
Willow's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Willow had a bunch of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Ewoks and then Star Wars in general, because you had like multiple characters that were tiny. And then some were Muppets.
What about Oompa Loompas?
Oompa Loompas
is a huge one.
They've got to be furious with Hugh Grant taking their job.
Oh, right.
Cultural appropriation?
Well, terrible. So I have a buddy, Xander, who's a little person. He works in like sideshows and shit.
Yeah.
He fucking hates Gary Oldman.
Why?
because of the fucking movie where he's Matthew McConaughey's midget dad.
What movie is this?
I can't remember what it's. If you guys
was
look it
big
up,
or was it just like some?
It was a movie with Matthew McConaughey. It's like a real movie, and it's his parents are little people.
Hey, Dad, what are you doing down there?
And
you're my dad, but you're so little.
He's slat.
Tucks his dad in a bed.
And tip-toes? They consider it like the midget version of blackface.
Yeah.
So they would be pissed about Hugh Grant. Is he pissed about Hugh Grant, your buddy?
I believe, yeah.
He's got to be.
Yeah.
Same kind of deal.
There's only so many roles.
Or if you go, or if it's an imaginary
character.
That's
why I'm going to kill Brendan Fraser with a shovel. I should have been mine, goddammit. Fraser?
It's Tiptoes, the movie.
Tiptoes,
yeah. I have the trailer.
Yeah, please.
Oh, thanks.
Watch his dad has to go up on his tiptoes.
It's from the 90s?
Oh. Yeah.
2003.
Is that Kate Beckinsale?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Hey, sweetie.
Come on. I love you.
There's one small problem.
I'm Ralph. I'm his brother. We're twins.
Oh, brother. Excuse
brother.
Me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It can tear them apart.
I think you're going to let me know that everyone in your family.
Oh, she's famous.
Kate Beckinsale.
No, the little one.
Oh.
Bring them together.
She's in Seinfeld. Oh. That's what I mean by
Hey, welcome. I'm Steven.
Oh, there you are. This is Steven's father, Bruno, and his mom, Kathleen. And over behind the bar is Steven's brother, Rolf.
Hi. You could have prepared us for this, don't you think?
If you embarrass me, I'll never speak to you again, so just get it together.
How's everybody drink?
When the going gets rough, it's only the
This is terrible.
Being pregnant with a little person has got to be the best, right? It just flies right out of you.
No, but it's my head.
Yeah. Oh, that's... God, what
yeah, it's like
they...
fucking a guy with a really wide, short cock. Like, it's not gonna... It's gonna do a lot of damage, but not for a long time.
The only punchline in that trailer is that they're little people.
Yep,
that's the only thing. Yeah. That's gonna be 98 or something, right? 97?
I think that was.
Yeah.
Based
about
on
right.
The butterfly clips in her hair, I'm gonna say it's a 97 film.
They're like, I mean, he's such a huge movie star now.
Well,
she's like,
I think it was things like this that made him go, I'm gonna start taking this shit serious. Yeah. Like Dallas Buyers Club and all that was what? How many years? 6-7 years after this?
Right. Yeah. Like yeah. Well, no, he had a couple. He had what, like. Another, like a Fool's Rush In or something?
Oh, yeah, that one might have done it. It
he
was
had
one,
a few romantic
he
comedies.
He had Failure to Launch.
Failure to Launch, which bombed. And they were all based off How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, right? They're like, off that, they're like, here's 50 of these. And that, was that before? I wonder if that was before it. I'm like,
here's
geez.
The weird problem.
That should have been the nail in the coffin.
Boyfriend has a nah, little person.
That was 2004.
What?
2004, that movie.
That's 2004?
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that was like around all the time when they had all those little people shows. You know, like Spike TV had Half Pint Brawlers that was aired in 2010.
By the way.
Were you executive producer?
Yeah.
By the way, there is a current... Wait, midget wrestling show.
There is?
Like, it's 2 episodes deep on TLC.
They will not let it go.
Big Little Brawlers, I think it's called.
Yes.
It's the Micro Wrestling Federation that's gone viral. Dude, it's great. The ring announcer has, does he, like fucking
Samuel.
See the
Micro Machines announcer? He's like,
yeah.
And it's a little,
dude,
look at a little
he's got the disease Samuel L. Jackson has in fucking glass. Like, he's got his bones break if he, like, does anything. And he's like, I want to try and wrestle. And everyone's like, no.
Oh, my God. They just drag out a bag of him.
Yeah.
The little people, like, the little Instagram hoes crush on there.
Oh,
sure.
Millions and millions of followers, probably making bank on OnlyFans on
Karen's
the side.
Karen's furious. She's 5'1".
So mad. I'm like, how do I get in this fucking range? I just start doing shit on my knees.
I thought that's what you did already.
There you go. I'll tell you, from the trailer, at that time, there was like 6 or 7 little people that were like
working.
Getting every role.
Yeah. I saw What's-His-Face at Equinox once. Lord of the Rings, Kings. No.
Oh,
no.
Peter Dinklage. He's like the Sir Laurence Olivier.
He's super little person.
I saw him on a scooter.
He's elite.
And it was entertaining. I got to say, if you want to wish upon a fucking star, you see Peter Dinklage on a scooter going through Manhattan.
A wind blows. He's just holding on by the handles.
His feet are in the air.
Yeah, the legs are
flapping. like when you see Kermit ride a bike.
Yeah.
But the one, like Mickey from Seinfeld,
mm-hmm.
that guy killed it for years.
They don't like getting, I feel like they don't like getting recognized.
Yep, that's what I saw.
I was thinking a scooter, like a Vespa for a second. I don't know why.
No, I was thinking
that's even better.
Scooter for sure.
Yeah, it was an electric one though.
Yeah.
He was fucking
he's
going.
Flying, yeah.
It's like they don't want to get recognized, but it's like stand up straight then. You'll blend in more.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I'm sorry, Karen.
Over.
Do you think that's the only issue? What, do you think they're just a terrible posture? Little people? You're just saying that's what's going on there?
Yeah, just straighten those little legs.
Yeah, that'll work.
I've thought, do you know how easy it would be to be you could get skipped to headlining so fast if you're a decent midget comic.
Yeah, all right.
And people are just happy to see you.
This is like the conversation around female comedians 10 years ago. They're like, all they have to do is get one pussy joke, yeah, and there they go.
I am going to get myself cut off at the shins, though. I think this is a good idea.
I do. You got to make bank.
Yeah.
And then you immediately get into movies.
Yeah.
Well, what's your name? Decent midget comedian?
Brad Williams does fantastic.
He's a good comedian.
He's a good comedian. But I'm saying, like, that to show you how much it did not help him. I'm saying, like, it's definitely going to help him.
I'm going to cut off a limb and go on America's Got Talent.
Let's go. I'm going to cut off all four and go on Kill Tony. I'm just going to jump around.
I slipped in the trail Karen left.
But that was before cutting off the limbs.
That was good.
All right, what do we got here, baby? Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of the best sponsors in the world, and that's our good friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Guys, stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and get a little bit of Kratom at a time when you go to YoKratom.com and get a whole kilo delivered to your door for just 60 smackers. They have the best customer service, the best strains, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. One more time, guys, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Shout out. Man stages gunpoint robbery to propose to girlfriend in wild video.
Hot.
So Karen, propose is when a guy really loves a lady.
Shut up. I know what it means. I've worn a butt plug all day once.
Let's see the video, guys.
It's just it's not in English, but you'll get it.
No me acorre, no me acorre. Bajate, 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 güey. Te bajas, te bajas. Vení, vení, vení.
Karen's like, six of them? What a great proposal.
I know. She gets them all.
These are just Vince McMahon's dildos.
It's psychotic.
How comfortable are you knowing that no cops are going to come to this fake rock?
Yeah.
What country is this in? Did they say?
Colombia.
Colombia? Yeah. Yeah. Definitely no cops. Or he just paid the cops off before the.
Yeah.
Honey, put on your good wig. I'm going to do something special today.
Hold on
what
a minute.
The fuck?
If you're going to do it, you have one guy come up and hey, and then that should be a one guy
with
situation.
Like a flag gun?
Yeah. Yeah. And
we're getting married.
And it says, will you marry me on the thing?
No, but I'm sure that's how that's done there.
I think.
What an awesome way to get to propose to while you've shit your pants.
Also, what if she says no? Are they just going to light her up? What the fuck?
I don't think you could do that in New York.
No, you don't think?
I don't think it would go well.
Those little RoboCops will come by.
Yeah, they would shoot her.
Yeah.
That reminds me. Did you ever hear that story from like, I think it's probably 10, 12 years ago of the couple that was walking down the street and the guy comes up and it was like this white, probably a white lady, I'm guessing. It had to be a white. And the guy pulls out a gun and he goes, give me your money. And she goes, what are you going to do? Are you going to shoot us? And he shoots
That was
both
in front of
them.
Max Fish.
That's right. That's where it was. Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes. And the guys are
it was Micah.
Classic.
Are you going to shoot me?
It was the year I moved
Micah
to New York.
Fox.
And everyone was so, they were like, we knew the girl. She went to UCB. I'm like, of course she did.
Oh, she was yes-anding the robbery.
Yes, and shoot me.
She was like, oh, this is a classic way to ruin a scene.
You can't introduce a gun into a scene and not fire.
Yeah. She's like, I'm level 3.
I'm scared of getting shot.
Thanks for opening up, Karen. I think everybody is.
Yeah, we're all scared of getting shot, right?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's okay.
Yeah,
I don't know anybody wants to shoot you.
You don't?
You might know a couple.
Well, yeah.
Karen's like, I'd have to take 2 weeks out of the gym. Just pissed off thinking about it.
I know, I'd have to heal.
My neighborhood's all Middle Eastern. I'm always afraid on holidays or like they're going to be celebrating a soccer game or something.
Yeah.
Because I'm on the top floor of the building.
Yeah.
That they're going to be just going fucking wild in the street, shooting in the air. Do they fucking go nuts for everything?
Do they shoot?
But they shoot guns? I thought you meant they were going to blow up the building.
No, they light fire. They still have fucking fireworks in my neighborhood.
Jeez Louise.
All the time. They love blowing shit up.
Yeah.
They love freedom.
And I'm convinced one day somebody's going to do the shooting in the air thing.
Yeah.
That is like one of my legit fears in the neighborhood.
I had a cop come visit me from Denver for like a hookup, like this, like for like a couple days. And I was hoping he was going to bring like a gun or something, but he didn't. He did bring handcuffs, but he also showed me a video of him getting tased, which was pretty sweet.
Wait, that's so beta though.
Ooh, why,
like him getting tased?
Did he ask you to peg him?
Did he go? Did he fall or did he stay up?
It's like they make you lay on your stomach.
Oh, okay.
And then they come over. It's like the graduation or whatever.
Oh yeah, like when they mace you and shit.
Yeah.
Like the tasing hazing.
Yeah, the tasing.
But did you hazing. Like you like just you like Tim just getting the tase? That
yeah, because he was a really big guy. He was really good on paper, and then just fucking stunk in New York. I was like walking him around because you know you gotta walk them when they're young. And you gotta wear them out.
Yeah.
They're tired, so they'll go to sleep. Uh-huh.
One time I had an autistic girl come from Providence, and she was obsessed with, she had a list of like 500 movies you need to see before you die. And she would always talk about it. And I couldn't tire her out. So I took her, you know those bootleg DVD stores where nothing would be in order?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just dropped her off there.
Genius.
And went to go see my friends who worked at Halloween Adventure for like 3 hours.
So
and I
smart.
Came back and this fucking Riri was still going through DVDs on her list.
It's so smart. Yeah, I took him to Central Park. I was like, this is our version of wildlife or whatever. I was like, do you want to go to the zoo? And then we started walking down Broadway and he was like, what's the late show? And I was like, you have to go.
I should take him to the police station and have him just chat it up with the cops.
I told him, I was like, there's crime everywhere. I was like, go take the train. Like, I'll meet you somewhere in an Uber or whatever, but like, go take the train, check out the crime.
Yeah, why don't you go round up a couple homeless people, stick them in a garbage pail.
Yeah. But no good.
I think I could do a taser.
You can take it?
Yeah. Actually, no, I take it back. I bought my wife mace and I tested it and it was bad.
What did you test, like taste it?
No, I sprayed it in the bathroom.
Oh.
Which was like not a
perfume?
Good idea.
When you walk,
I wanted to see how far.
He's like, I didn't want to do too much.
Yeah.
You gotta
no,
step
I was
in.
Standing
just
in the doorway and I wanted to see if it would hit the wall of the shower.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out how far it projected.
Distance.
I didn't realize I should have opened the windows.
Yeah, probably
hurt. So I just came out and then my wife was screaming at me. I'm like, it's fine, we're gonna be okay. Nothing's wrong. And then the cat came out and went, bleh, bleh, bleh.
Oh no, you maced the cat.
Yeah.
Zach.
Oh my god. That's fucked up.
I'm still dying.
Let me ask you this though. I think it would be easier than the two tasers, the one where it's like the short one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That seems harder than the one where it's a thing where it shoots out a projectile.
I'd rather the electric thing than the thing that sticks you.
Really?
The two things
I'd rather
that come
the
out, like rattlesnake. The,
yeah,
things?
That's too scary.
Yeah.
That scares me.
I'd rather that more because I feel like it's less power. The other one, you're right next to the base, and it's probably, it's got all of its taser power.
Yeah, but the other one's inside you.
Yeah.
That's
think about
I
it,
think
though.
If, I was, on my, if I was on my stomach and I was about to get tased at the last minute, I'd flip over. And I'd be like, do my pussy.
Well, have you ever seen that video, the black chick that tases her pussy?
No.
Wait, what?
Zach.
I listen, it could be fake. But there's definitely videos of a lady that puts a taser on her pussy.
Oh my god!
And shakes.
It can't be.
She starts like she shakes her legs. Whoa. And squirts.
And she squirts.
There we go.
Oh,
stop it!
Oh no. Oh, she's romancing herself first.
It's Monroe Martin.
This is a night out.
This is Monroe Martin.
this is Dave Temple getting ready for No Need for Apologies.
All right, we're thinking the taser's in her right hand.
She looks like she's gonna light a fart.
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh!
It could be fake. I don't know. She did put the little electrified.
I don't think it is fake. I think it's real.
I don't see any squirting though.
I've seen other ones. I think where she's naked.
I love the fact that it starts.
Can you bring it back though? I want to see her fall off the bed again.
Wait, that was awesome. Dude, am I wrong? But But she made that seem really good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way there aren't kids within earshot of this.
She's fucking herself with a lightsaber.
Yeah, I like how she like gently, she's like, and then I just do it up the side of my leg and then bam, right on my clit. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if
listen,
I
as a man who's no stranger to a little CBT now and then. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, dude. I had a girl tie my dick to the fucking bed frame once.
What?
Oh, really?
The best.
You really? Like that shit though, Zach. You staple yourself.
Yeah, she
with what, a zip tie?
No, nylon rope.
Okay.
And she tucked my Prince Albert and tied it to the bedpost, tied my boots to the footpost and my arms to the headboard,
like,
and masturbated on my head.
Device.
And then when I got hard, my dick would pull on the rope. And yeah, she tortured me for like an hour and then untied me and blew me. It was the beast. My dick hurt so bad I went to the movies the next day and had to leave because I couldn't sit in my seat for that long.
Oh my god.
Wow.
You should have ice packs at home, Zach.
I have, yeah. You know, hey, maybe I just wanted to remember.
You whole first aid
you
kit.
You could sell personalized ones, Zach
yeah.
packs, and
yeah.
you could sell
like
them as merch.
Bunnies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a fleshlight, but that's an ice pack, so you just slide it right on your sore dick.
Oh yeah. Ice Queen Karen. Oh, that, I mean, that should be you. The Ice Queen?
Ice Queen?
The
cool it down.
The cold fleshlight?
That's funny.
Tag them. Market it. Clip it out.
Tell me about
would
merch.
Would you sell a mold of your pussy?
For sure. It's already moldy anyway.
Hey! He's on fire! Because he fucked Karen.
They should have that already for, like, I feel like, porn actors.
No, porn stars do sell. They do have fleshlights that are molded from their pussies and assholes.
No,
yeah,
she needs
but
ice
like
ones.
Cold ones. Yeah. Or, I mean, you
I bet there has to be a cold one.
Yeah, that's smart.
I feel like there has to be because if there's alien ones that put eggs in your pussy, they have to have thought of cold.
I
first.
Feel like
cold.
If a porn star dies, they should all turn cold. Fleshlights.
Oh, it's like the Rose in Beauty and the
right.
Beast.
Right? Yeah.
It's just Bluetooth
like,
enabled,
and you're like fucking it. And that's you're like, oh, oh no, not Sally Ann.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so funny because I mean, it's funny to me, but Jesse Jane, the porn star, died right before AVN. So you were watching all, and assuming Max, another porn chick, died. So you're watching all these porn chicks at AVN try to be like poignant, missing their friends.
Yeah.
She was brilliant in Pirates.
I hope she's squirting on God in heaven. Yeah.
Well, she OD'd with her boyfriend, right?
Yeah, she OD'd. They found her. I think they did a wellness check and found both of them.
Ooh.
So I would assume so that's great. A hot dose, right?
Do they do an in memoriam at the AVNs?
It would be hours. It would be the ceremony. I would assume that was a hot dose if both of them died.
Yes. Fentanyl probably, right?
Yeah. I would assume so.
Wow.
You watch it go. You watch, it hits the neighborhood.
What?
I knew a chick who was a junkie and she got it. And like 8 girls in her neighborhood died the same week. And I think the dealer went to jail.
Wow.
Everyone's like, everyone's dying. I better hurry up and do this. Before.
Yeah.
I'm so stressed out because of all the dying. Yeah. I better check this drug into
the
my
same
system.
Shit. Yeah, yeah.
She stopped talking to me because the time before that she had OD'd also because of a hot dose. She was like, yeah, 4 girls in my neighborhood all went to the hospital that night. I'm like, you guys should have carpooled.
Ambulance pool?
Yeah.
Carpool of blood.
Save a lot. I'm just saying.
You got to call 911 before you inject.
Yeah.
That way they're on their way.
Have you ever hung out around EMTs and heard the way they talk about Narcanning people?
Yeah. My
they
sisters...
act like it is the height of their fucking day.
Yeah, it's fun for them.
Oh, really? How do they say it?
Because you come out fucked up. Like, you come out like screaming and puking.
Yeah.
From Narcan.
It's like a shock to the system.
Wow. And they're saving a life. It's exhilarating for them.
So they get to save a life and hurt a junkie.
Yeah.
And then watch them like suffer.
Wait, really? It's that horrendous? Because they were like, I was like, what happens if you just take it without being OD'd? And they're like, oh, nothing. It feels like nothing. And I'm like, that can't be true.
That can't be true.
I don't know.
Because it can't be true.
Right. Because if it's like turning someone 180 from like.
Yeah, I have an EMT friend and he described it as like they come out freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Can you imagine anything worse
than dying.
Like getting tased in my pussy?
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it real good.
Like, you think you're going to die nice and peacefully and feeling good, and instead you're alive
and bring you back. It almost, it probably feels like
and
a
you're
birth.
In trouble.
Yeah, I'd be. Yeah, now you're in debt.
Yeah. Yeah, now you have to go to jail.
Yeah, you don't have a belt.
I was on 14th Street once, and there was this dude. He looked like he was. I thought he was dead. Everybody, a bunch of us gathered because we thought he was dead. He was half on the sidewalk, half off the sidewalk, and somebody called an ambulance. They showed up about 8 minutes later. They show up and they come out. They didn't even no Narcan. They just go, Frank, and the guy goes, huh? And he just gets up.
They know him so well.
They know him so well.
Wake up, Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Again?
In my neighborhood, there's so many junkies sleeping, the like cops will just roll by and just like turn on their alarm to wake them up and keep rolling.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah, they just go, boo, 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 and they're like, ugh. It's great.
I don't think that in my neighborhood there are junkies, but there were a couple, perhaps migrants, sleeping under the tree near the, like, in the field where Mabel and I would go.
They were in the country not long enough to know that that isn't allowed in Karen's neighborhood.
Well, I mean, it's a different tax bracket. But we went, we're playing with our, Mabel always wakes them up, though. Mabel's their alarm. She sniffs them. I'm scared that they could, like, kill her, though.
Yeah, I would be afraid of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a tough dog.
Take her for ransom?
Yeah, what if they... She'd fuck them up.
Hey, guys, real quick, I just want to talk to you about one other sponsor, and I absolutely love these guys. It's called Waterboy, and it is a liquid hydration powder. It's a little packet that you tear up, dump in your water, and I absolutely love it. I drink one every single day in my big water bottle I keep next to my bed. It's got zero sugar and over 3 times the electrolytes of liquid IV. So you can use it whether or not maybe you partied a little hard or you're about to work out. They have blends for both. It comes in a bunch of different flavors, and it's calorie-free, sugar-free, caffeine-free, and it helps out with your nausea as well. I cannot put this over enough. It's an absolute great way to get hydrated. So check it out today. And if you go on over to waterboy.com/RAP, you're going to get 15% your entire order. One more time, guys. That Waterboy is gluten-free, caffeine-free, dairy-free, vegan, and made right here in the good old US of A. That is waterboy.com/RAP for 15% off your entire order. All right, let's get back into the show. Did you also see that chart of the amount of animals we consume in the world each year?
No.
And it's like a bar graph. It is not in the order you think it's going to be.
Really?
Can we make guesses?
The classics are all up top.
Oh, okay.
But then there's a few where you're like, wow, we eat a lot of those.
What, dogs?
I'm assuming chicken at the top.
I bet dogs because of Asia is going to be on there.
Well,
oh, wait, it's worldwide?
Worldwide.
Oh.
I was in animation.
Nat, so pangolin at the top, obviously.
Ah, yes, what? The pangolin.
The pangolin.
What's the pangolin?
You know,
don't you remember from Wuhan?
Oh, yeah.
Wuhan,
so chicken
ground
zero. Chicken's one. Chicken, we're not fucking with chicken.
Okay.
But there's a few up top where you're like, wow, we eat a lot more of those than I think.
Like insect-wise, maybe?
Yeah. No.
Like squirrels?
Well, one that really got me was guinea pig.
Good.
But I forget that sound, because when you go to like Ecuadorian grocery stores, they're just in the freezer.
Oh.
Yeah, they had them on a spit.
They're still on the wheel?
No, I'm not kidding. I live on an Ecuadorian street. They had them like, on a spit.
I meant from your fourth grade classroom. Are they still on the
wheel? Does this look like
a hamster?
I mean, I watched it on Instagram, but if it's similar, it's fine.
Yeah, I think,
Turtles. Oh, no.
Turtles?
Scorpions?
Scorpions? A 17,000... That's not
crocodile. Though, buffalo, 100,000.
I'll eat buffalo.
I thought you weren't allowed anymore because
there's plenty of them.
So a lot of these, I am going to assume, are Asians.
I eat sea urchin.
800,000 kangaroos.
Mabel was eating kangaroo for a long time. It was her dog food.
Wait,
3 million camels.
That's a big one that I wouldn't have thought.
3.5 donkeys and mules.
Wow.
Horse.
Who's eating? That one just says, I wonder what this meat would taste like.
Yeah, I ain't never seen a motherfucker eat a horse head.
Oof.
Pollock, but we're going to start getting into stuff you would not expect are like in the top.
Herring?
Herring makes sense.
Tilapia, sure.
We have tilapia, 12 million.
Escargot.
Snails.
I like snails. Who's living on snails?
But they're little, so there's a lot of them.
25
million dogs.
Jesus Christ.
That's awful.
60 million pigeons. I got to think halal chicken might be pigeon.
Yeah, I always think that.
70 million guinea pigs.
That's crazy.
100 million sharks. Now we're going to get into the weird shit. Cow, very obvious.
I'm surprised cat didn't find its way.
Oh, because we haven't gotten there yet, I think.
Oh, shit.
Cow. 480 million goats.
More goats than cows?
Goat's not even good, though, is it?
500 million lamb. I'd assume that's Arabs.
I'll fuck up a lamb. Oh, lamb is good. Yeah.
500 million lobster.
I'll fuck up a lobster.
Wow.
There we go. Sheep. And the one that surprised me, so turkey, we're going to get, if the chart I saw, octopus.
Micah refuses.
I won't do it. They're too smart, and they're probably aliens.
750, we'll do aliens next. 880 million crabs makes sense.
Yeah, yum.
Tuna makes sense.
Yum.
Sardine, I want to say, should be up there, too. Rabbit.
That's France.
Yeah.
You sickos.
Oh, yeah.
They're not all cute. I just want to put that out there.
I mean, I'd feed them to my dog. Yeah,
here we go. Yeah. Which octopus. Is surprising.
2 billion octopus. Ugh, that's Asian.
So fucked up.
Yes, definitely.
I thought we already did pig and it was 300 million.
Wait, barracuda? That seems weird as a that's a, I don't even eat barracuda.
They're making this up.
Two billion oysters.
Want to pretend
tiny.
You're rich? Whoever wrote this sucks.
Goose beat chicken? I mean, goose beat
pig.
Beef?
Yeah. But you assume a lot of like muscle shits because you eat like 20 of them. Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
They did duck again and it's a different number.
No, they didn't have duck.
The coolest duck I know is Surly Dog.
Those goose.
Was there no copy editor on these? Like, who's just letting any sentiment get out there?
Sure. Yeah, fine. Oh, billion. Cats. I thought it was going to be cats.
You don't eat cats, but you eat dogs.
I don't know what a pangasius is because I'm stupid. I guess it's
still that's like a mollusk.
Oh, that looks like a fish. It's a fish.
Sardine way up, 14 billion.
That's all Rich Voss.
Does he eat a bunch of them?
He likes them.
And yeah, your winner is chicken with 70 billion.
Wow. Chicken. Wow, that's crazy.
After you taste yourself in the pussy, you're only hungry for one thing.
Yeah, anytime I've ever opened for Voss, he's like, if you're hungry, there's some sardines in the car door.
In the car door.
Little can of them you can open.
That's what he tells people after you got out of the car. before we wrap up, you guys had a great podcast called Shame On.
Yes.
And we're going to do a little tribute segment. this is Shame On People Who Believe in Aliens.
Oh.
I think we have an intro.
You're a bitch, you're a slut, you're so ugly, you're a mutt, go fuck yourself. Shame on. You're married, you're too fat, fuck your shoes.
Man, they really used to try here, huh? God damn.
Micah's corporate headshot.
I know.
Oh, this is before you had a blind kid in charge. Jesus Christ.
My Mindy Tucker.
Tiana Miller wrote and recorded that song for us.
That song rules.
It's awesome.
Yep.
All right, so, Sean, how do we feel about aliens?
Me and you, we both believe in them.
For the sake of this segment, yeah, I think we believe in aliens.
I know, and I'm going to have to play against my better judgment and pretend like I don't fucking believe in
aliens.
Here's
the thing, aliens do exist. We know that now.
We just think you have too many clothing items that have the words UFO on them.
Me?
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I have
that's
one.
That's the size label for me.
Unidentified large.
Unidentified fat object.
Yeah. Unhireable fat object.
Yeah, Sean, like everybody thinks that aliens are real, but you're like, in deep, I feel like.
I'm a healthy skeptic.
No.
I'm realistic. I'm very realistic.
What do you think about the mall?
I don't think it's real.
You think
wait,
that
really,
300
real,
cops showed up because they thought it was...
There was kids setting off fireworks in the mall. They thought it was gunshots and all the cops in Miami showed up because that's how they reacted.
Wasn't there an alien walking on the roof or something?
No, there wasn't. There was even like... They thought they had some people, two aliens walking... Or like an alien walking outside the mall.
Yeah.
And there was two cops close together and just blurry footage. I'm telling you.
So do you get Google alerts for this kind of shit? They're like, hey, Sean.
Yeah, all my Reddit is aliens.
Yeah.
But I really will say I don't buy into all of it. But I'm willing to take the abuse. I actually do think it's, because also, here, I'll make it even easier. There's another theory that they're not from somewhere else. They're from here. They live in deep in the ocean.
They live among us.
They live among us.
Deep in the ocean. So you've got like Caspian and the Trident and all that shit coming. Well, you think the Little Mermaid's real?
Well, the weird thing is, a guy that I really thought was pretty serious, one day he's like, think of like The Abyss, the movie. It's like that. And I was like, Well, I don't know. You're kind of taking me out of it a little bit there. But maybe that's true.
They live in the ocean. So
they're octopus, like I fucking said.
Well, if you look at octopus.
I do, and I do.
My theory is this. Here you go.
I love to look. Have you ever looked at an octopus for a
while? The same way that we started evolving from, like, you know, tadpoles to frogs to whatever it was. What if it went the other way at the same time, but even sooner?
Right.
And we started evolving into the ocean.
The same time, but even sooner, Karen. Are you following this?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I get the time lapse evolution fucking theory.
The same time, but sooner.
Same time, but
a differenter time.
All right, you know what I meant.
Earlier evolved and we later evolved.
Yeah.
So if you're evolving into the ocean as well,
right.
Who knows what goes in deep, deep, deep into the ocean.
See, that would make me think that evolution was dumbasses. Because why would you burrow deep into the ocean when the sunshine with all the vitamin D is upstairs?
Possibly, but if they have all these UFOs, maybe they're the ones who won, Karen. Maybe they're the ones who are smarter.
I know, I can feel them.
We will get themselves out of the ocean with their high-tech.
So wait, they're supposed to have UFOs from under the sea? They have undersea UFOs? Those are called ships.
They're called unidentified...
They're not. They're called unidentified are called submarines.
Submergible objects.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wait,
USOs? USOs.
Then what about the ones in the sky?
Now they're UAPs. Unidentified anomalous phenomena.
But those are from the sea people?
They don't know. That's the thing. Nobody knows.
Are those the poor unfortunate souls?
Robert F. Kennedy knows.
Is that what he said?
I don't know. I think he knows.
No, no. He had this great quote where he was like...
I know. You got too many alien probes to the throat.
I think everybody thinks I'm crazier than I actually am with it. Because I got obsessed for like a year when that Times article came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't the government basically confirm everything the guy from Blink-182 said?
Yeah.
The guy from Blink-182 basically was like, yeah, everything I presented, the government had to admit they don't have an answer for.
Yeah, Tom DeLonge, yeah. But he did To the Stars Academy, and now you literally had a guy, you know about the newest whistleblower, do you not, Micah and Karen?
Who is it?
His name's David Grush. He worked for...
I don't really like to listen to whistles. I find them...
Sometimes they're too high-pitched for your ears.
And believe me, it's becoming more and more real. The idea is I don't believe in like reptile people and stuff like that, but there's people who, you know... When I did with, what's his name, Shane Smith? Who's Shane Smith, right?
Yeah.
Shane Smith, remember? Yeah, I forget his last name, but...
Yeah.
And he was talking about his friends were in like Wyoming. Remember? He was here.
They were in Wyoming.
And he saw a skinwalker, his buddy who was like a serious like country dude, was like, we saw this wolf get up and run off on its hind legs.
Fuck.
Now that stuff I can't get my head around.
Come on, we see that shit on TikTok all the time.
Yeah, TikTok.
Like cats and dogs are constantly doing cute shit, dancing around.
Like, do the Macarena. They're not aliens. They're just dogs who know how to do the Macarena.
They're just like jumping over solo cups and shit. Come on.
Yeah, those aren't aliens.
I believe in very, very viable parts of this phenomenon.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's true.
Do you think it could ever affect your life personally?
Yeah, you get visited. You never know. Never have, but you never know.
Do you want to get? Are you hoping you get visited?
No,
in your fantasy.
I hope I see one. I would love to see one.
That's the ultimate way to test being gay without having to cop to it. Like they had to shove something up my ass. I was abducted.
When you fantasize about aliens, do they have female or male genitalia?
Nothing smooth like a Ken doll.
Nothing. Nothing down there.
It's like Ryan Gosling's Barbie prosthetic.
So they remind you of Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Town that all blacked out at once. I think that's one of the bigger...
Was it
in Ireland?
I know.
No, it was somewhere in the south that the whole town is missing like 2 hours of time.
Yeah.
And then there's also the Phoenix
and that,
Lights.
That all their stories are the same is like, unless there's some like weird magnetic thing or that caused everybody to pass out.
Maybe they just really thought they found like a dumb community. I'm like, these fucking idiots aren't going to miss 2 hours.
What about Phoenix Lights?
Go ahead.
Phoenix Lights was a thing back in, what was it, 98?
My mom spoke those in the 90s.
And there was thousands of people across Arizona saw the same dark object hovering above Phoenix into neighboring
Barkley?
Areas.
Yeah. He used to play for the Suns.
That was good. That should deserve more.
Thank you.
And what happened was they kind of, people panicked. They're calling the cops. They're calling the governor's office. They're doing all this stuff. So the governor came out and he did like a joke thing where he brought out, he goes, we found the culprit. We found the person responsible. And he brought out like one of his assistants dressed as a giant alien with handcuffs on.
Arizona rules.
Fuck yeah, Mike is from.
We put our prisoners in tents and we fucking take credit for aliens.
But then about 15 years later, he was on a thing called The Phenomenon, which is a documentary. And he was like, I did that because I wanted to quell people's fears. He's right. Like, I saw it. I was in the military. It was a UFO. this guy, Fife something.
Fife dog.
No, he was your governor. Fife something.
Oh, yeah. Fife Symington.
Yes, him. That's him.
You knew.
Yes.
God, that came from deep within a place I blocked out.
Yeah.
I had to call my mom.
Yeah, you do. Remind her. But she probably knows about the alien.
She might know about Phoenix Lights.
What year was it?
97, maybe, I think, something, right?
I still lived there in 97. Yeah. I don't remember that, though.
But you were what? You were only like 7.
Yeah.
Well, you guys got a call to stay home from work that day.
Because they're in on it.
But I do believe it. I think there's aliens. I just don't know if it's from a different planet. It might be things that are just...
You don't think aliens are from a different planet? What was qualifying as dimension. An alien anymore?
You could say dimension.
Interdimensional.
Oh, is that what you think?
That's one of the theories. I don't know.
Yeah, like there's one right here.
Did you high five?
Kara just high fived herself in another dimension.
Was that Peter? Was that Peter Dinklage? Was that an?
It was a left hand high five. It was a little awkward.
It was a low one. That was
she
a
was
low
going for. She's trying to get tased.
Now I'm blowing one.
Don't even in other podcast.
Kara's even poor in other dimensions too.
Guys, I'm doing all my holes with the aliens.
She's like dimension. She's like even more holes.
Why? What extent are you at, Zach? What do you believe up to?
I think it's too. There's too much shit out there for there to not be something. Right?
There we go. That's what I've said. Too
if
much.
There's
shit
infinity
out, there.
Out. Like, how is it not possible?
Are we being pranked? I look around. I'm like, if there is an alien here, look around. Like he's like, yeah, I don't know. Just, it could be that there are aliens. Fucking looking. Like.
I just blink vertically. The thing controlling me is like pulling levers.
He's not real.
Good job.
There's too much stuff.
You could have Cheetos later.
There's like a regular sized person inside him controlling that.
But there's what's the Skinwalker Ranch? There's all sorts of areas around the world where these things. There was a thing called Moment of Contact. This guy James Fox that I told Shannon about it, where there's basically Brazil's version of Roswell, where these people seem like regular people, and they're like they saw beings there. And I don't know if I 100% believe it, but it seems pretty believable if you watch it.
I believe it.
You do believe it?
Yeah.
But you're thinking, like, what do you think it is? You just think it's...
I think it's all of the above. I think they're coming from the sky and the ocean. And
everything.
Different dimensions. I think we're never alone.
I'll one up you. I think Bigfoots are something left over.
Yep.
Left over from there what?
Evolution.
There used to be
earlier.
So there used to be something called the Gigantopithecus.
So these aren't aliens. Do you guys know what aliens are? It means it's coming
no,
from
No, I'm just
another...
saying in a di- no, it's an additional conspiracy goes. Theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So there was something called Gigantopithecus that was like a 12 or 14 foot
bipedal
ape.
Bring up a picture
ape.
Of Zach.
Like, it was huge. It looked like Harry and the Hendersons. Like, it was a big... Yes.
There we go.
Wow.
If you dye its hair a couple rainbows...
Yeah. And...
That's a gorilla. I'm
some
not
people
being
think
fooled.
that basically went from Asia to where our, like... Alaska, Canada, Montana, where Bigfoots are found.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so the Yeti basically went from a snow monster to a forest monster.
Mm.
I buy it.
And they think ancient humans might have seen the remnants of those, or at least their skeletons and shit. And that's where we get the legend of Bigfoot,
but people
Sasquatch,
think they see it
Yeti.
Now. People think they see it now.
There could maybe there's some left that we haven't found.
Yeah, there's you know how there's like a few white rhinos left or whatever? Maybe there's just a few Bigfoots left.
Well, if you think about it, there's also, think about what it must, if you look at, like, there's islands where, like, no, there's no modern civilization that we fly over. They must think we're, that
aliens.
Those are UFOs.
Didn't one of the Rockefellers die trying to, like, preach to them?
Yes. Well, there's a couple different.
Missionary.
Yeah. And then there's others, that other kid that got.
She's reading her schedule for later.
That other guy was a missionary. He went to an island in Brazil, and he got killed right in his boat because he just kept trying to come back to this tribe, or whatever it was.
And they were like, "We don't want you."
They're like, "No, just leave us alone." And there's other times where it's like, "What's the theory about the Amazon?" They said that it used to be like completely had civilization there, and then the Europeans came and disease, cholera or something spread, and it destroyed the whole population. It got grown over. So I think there's a lot of truth to this stuff. I just don't know all the answers.
Yeah.
Like there was the funniest thing that happened is like they had the same. We had our own congressional hearing on UFOs that was like These guys were under oath. One of them was the Navy pilot David Fravor, who saw the Tic Tac UFO. One was Ryan Graves, who started a project within the within the military to try to help pilots report these things they've been seeing, they see all the time. And the other one was David Grush, who created the, basically was the biggest whistleblower. The guy came out to be like, I have been doing a 4-year investigation on retroactive retrieval program that's been going on. Like, so his theory, and he says he has things to back it up, is that since the 30s, like since Mussolini, that's the first one that they grabbed, the U.S. military.
Wait, Mussolini was an alien?
No, Mussolini was not an alien. But they had a craft.
He was Italian.
They had a craft.
He was an Italian.
After he got toppled, the U.S. military went, and they were able to retrieve the craft. And since then, there's a group called JSOC. You can look up. That's for real. Certain members of JSOC, when they're called to get these things, they show up, like almost like the Navy SEAL type deal. And they show up, and they retrieve these craft. It's a fun topic. I don't know what the hell's going on, but I do buy a lot of it, especially the military-based stuff. Because these are, like, serious people.
Right.
They're not us.
No, they're looking at the ships and they're pulling up the little skin guys in there.
Exactly. Say, show me.
You want to see a little skin guy?
I want to see a little skin guy.
Yeah, I want a little skin guy. Maybe I can plug him in next to my Roomba.
Yeah.
Well, so the
she's like, I like a dog that can stand on its legs.
The guy you're talking, they talk, the pilots always see the cigar shaped.
Yeah, they called them the Tic Tac shaped. And then the newest one that was put out by a buddy of mine, I made some friends in the UFO
it
world.
Sounds like you got a bunch of nerd friends.
Was they called a thing that was shot in Iraq.
And are those real too?
Yeah, Sean.
Absolutely. Gleep, glop, and gleep cork. They were on a military base in Iraq, and this object that could not be seen by the naked eye or by night vision, but only saw by this tracking, a certain instrument they use on
sonar.
Military base. No, it wasn't sonar.
Tinfoil hat.
It was infrared. It was based off heat.
Ah,
and this thing just looks—it looks like a ghost. It just looks. Watch. Can you look? Can you bring
so
it up?
So, do you think snakes see those things all the time?
Because they see heat.
They see heat.
Yeah, probably.
So snakes.
That's why they're so touchy.
They fucking would.
Snakes are touchy. They're never ready to be.
But this thing was called this. They called the spaghetti monster, and then. This guy, Jeremy Corbett.
These are serious people naming them Spaghetti Monster.
Well, they call
my nephew.
It was like a rumor on the base, and then they called the jellyfish UFO because it kind of.
That's what I called Mussolini. Spaghetti Monster.
Spaghetti.
But yeah, that's the newest. That's the newest development. The Spaghetti Monster / jellyfish UFO, and these things have seen. There's the orb one that was seen in Mosul.
I believe in orbs.
There's orbs everywhere.
I catch orbs all the time. In my dog videos that I take of Mabel catching her frisbee, sometimes I'll see my old dog as in form of an orb running next to her.
Is that true?
Yes, I'll show you some.
Okay, that'd be great.
He'll be a little
green. Ernest?
A little green dot. Yeah, Ernest.
I remember Ernest.
This is the, is this what you're talking about, Sean? This
yes,
one?
So this is the newest one that's shot by infrared. See how it looks? They call it the spaghetti monster because it has those things dangling.
Isn't this the beginning of the Miramax opening?
That looks like a cum stain.
I feel like it looks like a dead spider on the lens of whatever is recording this.
Yeah.
Because it was followed over the water. Like, and it gets smaller and smaller, changes size. It's going from hot to cold.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And then multiple people saw this thing. They were able to retrieve
the
footage.
You could only see it through thermal. Or is this something else?
This is thermal. This is thermal.
So, but multiple people saw it.
Meaning the footage. The footage. Yeah. Not this. The machine's the only thing that saw it.
While we're looking at this, isn't there... I just saw a video of cloaking technology.
Now play the Miramax film opening, because that looks exactly... They just like stuck a smudge on top of that.
You saw...
It's like a glass or a substance where they literally show a lady get behind it, and she looks invisible.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because it's like... almost pixelates you to the point of you're obscured.
Are you sure she didn't just turn 40?
No, she showed her pussy. It was Asian. But it was like a big sheet, and I want to say of like a glass, and like shower glass almost, but when she put it in front of her, it looked like just the background was behind her.
So the rumor...
That's crazy.
So you're saying, well, it could be foreign, and they already... If you saw that, this is a more
whatever
advanced
we
of that.
Have that we know of...
Something
is generations of technology behind what we actually have.
Yeah. That's very possible. And that could be the whole reason.
But there's shit that's top secret that we're not going to know about for 100 years that people know about now that we've got.
So we're going to live another 100 years? That's fucking sick.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, is this it?
It's not a lady, that's a guy, but I think so.
So it like hides bio, whatever, bio debris. Ew. So you can kind of see him, but not really. Wait, yeah. But that's just
Couldn't that just be a green screen with like a wall painted on it?
That's what I'm saying.
No, but that's, I think that's they're doing it because that's the technology. But if you, the other video, the jellyfish, there's another part of it where it goes out, and apparently what happened was it flies above the water for a while, dips down to the water for about 20 minutes, comes out, stands still, and takes off at like whatever, like 10 G's or something.
Got fueled up from the water. From the,
possibly.
Oh, it came back to its sea home.
It's sea home with all the octopi.
We used to take jellyfish out of the ocean and throw them at a cement wall.
Not surprising. I've known you for a while. That checks. That tracks. Yeah,
that makes sense.
And what did we learn, it, Karen?
With their Boston accents?
That they fucking swatted
take
everywhere.
Take that, you fucking jellyfish. Get the fuck
you
out of my house.
You fucking stung my mother.
I had to piss on a leg.
No, we would throw
this Boston trash throwing jellyfish.
We were.
We would fly them in the ocean and then bring them to land to throw at walls.
Yeah.
Because they
were
stung?
they were like no, these wheelbarrows. They're like, oh, look at these cute kids.
These ones could sting you, but it wasn't that painful.
It was like the jelly ones.
They looked like breast implants.
Yes, yes. I know.
Like
that's what we had in Long Island.
Titties. And we would just, all the kids would just line up and toss them at the cement walls and they would smash into millions of pieces.
That's like the kids' torture. That's like torturing these animals.
For
like,
sure.
You ever hear about the antacid thing? You give another
seagulls.
Seagulls.
Oh,
give
yeah.
them, what is it?
Yeah, you give it a Tums and you watch them fly away and explode in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, no, like an Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer.
That's fucked up. I've never done that.
I think they don't necessarily explode. I think sometimes they just get like all puffy and they have to go sit and fart it out.
That's a humane way.
That's kind of cute,
maybe.
Actually.
Dude, who was... Do you guys... This is the really, really fucking deep cut. Mm. So, Mikey, you might remember this.
Mike, I'm right.
Do you remember there was a open micer who was a cop who talked about all the seagulls that were eating the bodies on 9/11?
No.
It was the darkest story.
Do you remember his name?
I can't. He did my mic at the stand when the stand opened, which had to be 10 years ago.
Yeah. There were that many bodies just laying around. I assume they'd get mostly burnt up or crushed.
Well, I think it was an issue with where the bodies were being stored.
Oh.
And there's something with their seagull, and they were cops had to get rid of the seagulls so the people wouldn't realize what was happening.
So the heroes just become seagulls.
And I
food?
Think it was the Alka-Seltzer, like they were feeding them shit to get them to take a hike.
Wow.
So then they explode like heroes over the city. That's kind of a fitting tribute.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's from Kodiak Island in Alaska. And like back in the day, her uncle, when he was a kid, had
my
a job.
My girlfriend. You're too old to have a girlfriend. She's your wife.
Like, we're going steady. And he had a job. The airport hired him. They would have problems with seagulls getting into the engines of planes. And he was hired to take a rifle and just shoot down the seagulls as the planes were coming and they were getting too close.
You
and he got paid like
that.
You know, $10 an hour or whatever it was for him.
That ain't a bad day.
It's not a bad day.
I watch a lot of ratting videos on YouTube.
Oh, with the little terriers?
Well, there's the terriers, but there's those people do with guns.
Oh,
but
I
no,
like
there's no...
shoot them with the guns?
The rats.
Yeah, because like they'll fuck up your farm. But yeah, have you ever seen a ratting terrier?
Oh, those are awesome.
No.
They'll just have
there's
these
people that
huge...
do it in New York.
Is that like from The Wire, that scene from The Wire? Is that the same type of dog?
Yeah, the little one.
The Jack Russell. Yeah, okay, yeah.
But are there rat terriers?
There's a group that does it in New York City where basically if your neighborhood has like a real rat problem... They show up like three or four dogs deep.
That's awesome.
And they just go, and they just, and they'll line them up like 30 or 40 at a time.
Yeah,
wow.
Because bring them into my neighborhood. We can hear them in the walls. Toe sits there and like just sits and stares at the walls.
Those
like,
are Jews underneath your house.
Oh, right.
To the tunnels.
I thought I trained her to like those.
That's the opening of Inglourious Basterds.
I love
that's
watching.
All I could think of that whole time. Do you have any ratting?
I love
booth.
Watching them like pull up the base.
Oh, this
tail.
Is the group I think that does it in New York.
Yeah. Look at these.
Oh, they're like
unleash until we're all set up and then we fucking blitz.
Let's go.
Dude, this rules.
Let's go.
He's like, I used to throw jellyfish against the wall. Now I do this.
Look at him. Look at him go.
This is what they're bred for.
They love it. They break their necks.
Yeah, They don't eat them. They just snap their necks.
Kill them.
Toe got 10. She, her body count's 10 for Rhett.
Toe's good, yeah.
Just tell your cat, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
How does credit work? If Moz flushed it out, but another dog caught it, is it a...
Hipster journalist?
I think it's huge, by the way.
That is huge. That Why is he holding with his bare hand?
Honestly.
Way you go.
Put some gloves on.
Sanitizer, maybe?
Look at the size of this fucker.
Jesus
Christ. Look at this large
fucker. What is cocksucker?
Jesus.
He's like, I found pizza rat. Right.
That's a
lot, too. Oh. Oh, they do love doing it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is what they're bred for. Like, something snaps in their brain where they're like, oh, this is what I fucking do.
Wow.
They're bred for this, brother.
That's crazy.
Wait, how do they get them out from under their holes?
Smell them.
No, but, like, they're not going to
They'll, like, lift a dumpster or they'll, like, move rocks.
Oh.
They have sticks, a lot of them, and they'll, like, shake shit up.
And then
Oh.
There you go. Ugh.
Do you go home and you're like, all right, now kisses. He's a good boy.
Blood covers snout.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You got to be careful Everybody because if the rats bleed, then your dog can get whatever diseases the rats have. So
I'd imagine those are inoculated for something.
Yeah,
right?
Those have to be.
And like we made Toe come inside after a while because they get so much rat poison, they become immune to the rat poison, but all the things that eat the rats get poisoned because
right.
they're not immune. So I was like, you're out of the game. You can't keep up with these guys.
I've never let Mabel get a rat, but she wants to. But she's killed a couple of pigeons.
My kitten got one.
Yeah.
And I was taking a shit with the door open because I was home alone, and I was like, Gus, oh, you found your mouse toy.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, when the fuck did we get you a realistic mouse? And then he just comes running out. Remember Kramer with the soup, like running in?
Yeah.
He's got it between his paws. Like, and run at me, and I slam the door. I hear him hit the door. I'm on the toilet, and I'm like, oh, God, I got to clean up this fucking mouse now. And this motherfucker pushed the mouse under the door onto my foot.
It's like a thing. They want to present it, right?
Because he brings my wife's hair ties to me all the time to play fetch. He just brought me a fucking mouse. Thank God I was already on the toilet, because guess what my reaction to mouse on foot is? Shit violently.
Yeah.
Scared
That's
shitless.
So gross.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I put it in a paper towel cardboard because I didn't want to touch it.
Well, don't they say it's, what, 10 for every person in New York?
Oh.
Yeah, because they knocked down the building next to mine, and the street outside my building has been fucking nuts.
And you'll still see these goofy old ladies, like, feeding the pigeons or whatever, and I'm like,
oh, I thought you were going to talk about the old Asian ladies in gardening hats who take the cans, and they're, like, fighting rats. My neighborhood is just a battle between old Asian ladies and rats right now.
Really?
Yeah, you know, the can collectors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a hazard.
There's a thing, what is it, New Zealand doesn't have any? There's some landmass that doesn't have any.
They don't have any rats?
But no, something
I bet
they did.
They have something else.
They have something else. Like, good point. I didn't think of that either. But in the thing, they said they have like wood, not woodchucks, but like, you know.
Wallabies.
Whatever the hell.
Pangolins. Yeah. Probably.
I can't remember. I heard a really funny story. Some town had a really bad raccoon infestation, and they hired a group to catch them all and release them. So they put them all on this island in the area. It's somewhere in the East Coast.
Oof.
So this town was just taken over by raccoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they forgot that the lake that separated the island freezes in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So all the raccoons, the second the lake froze,
they just
ran
back.
Right back to where they were from. And like in mass, just all together. Like, you ready, boys?
Aww. Invasion of raccoons.
I want to hear Morgan Freeman narrate that.
That's terrifying.
And they
made their journey back.
What's even grosser is possums are even scarier.
Oh, I watched, there was a show called Infested, and it was a different episode, it was a different infestation of whatever. The possum one was the worst.
It's, there was my, when I was younger, my sister was having like a birthday party, whatever it was, and our garage was like two big doors, and I went in to chuck something in the garbage, and I looked to my right, and the thing was like 4 feet tall, and I was like, Jesus.
It's the scariest when people find them in their grill. They go to check their grill after the winter, and there'll be a family in there.
Oh.
It's like when Homer Simpson became the monorail conductor.
Yeah, there was.
I called the big one Bitey.
The lady whose house was infested, she was like, it was getting out of hand, and then I found a few in my bed, and that's when I decided to call someone. I was like, bitch, in your
possum
bed.
There's a great TikTok. Yeah. I think it's a guy finding what he thinks is a dead possum, not realizing it's playing possum.
Yeah.
He's like, look at this motherfucker. This motherfucker dead. And then he's just,
oh, shit.
Did you find the? Did you have a possum in a grill? They're so scary. It'll be a full family.
Ugh, it's so gross. Isn't that what the Montauk Monster ended up being? Like a bloated possum?
Dude, how fucking... I would... Fucking shit.
Wait, did you mean try to bring it back to Paranorma?
The paranormal.
Get the fuck out of my life.
Oh my God. Look at how mad it is.
All right, it's yours now.
It looks like that thing from...
Princess Bride.
Oh, no, oh. I was going to say... Beetlejuice, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the long mask. Yes, it does.
Gina
yeah.
Davis turns her head into that thing. Yeah.
All right, before we go, I do want to talk about Beetlejuice, too. Because I have some questions. First of all, how are they going to... Jeff Jones can't be in it, right? Yeah. Jeff Jones can't be in
it. He's gone, yeah.
He's dead?
No, he's just a pedophile.
Is he a pedophile?
He's the reason Pee-wee got busted, because they... were friends, and Pee-wee collected vintage porn, and he was in Jeff Jones' circle of people that traded porn. Mm-hmm. So even though he didn't have any child porn, he got accused of it for being
Pee-wee because he was Pee-wee.
Yeah, because he collected vintage.
Pee-wee got accused of child porn.
He got accused of it. It was all like
it was like vintage.
He collected like Muscle Boy magazines from like the 30s.
And Jeff Jones was the principal from Ferris Bueller, right?
Yeah,
so he spends a whole day chasing children.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
He got hard, and it's funny because a lot of I'm into like horror conventions and like stuff where people do autographs, and places will announce him now. And have to take him down.
Really? Because then... Because
people will be the, like...
Blowback?
Like, they'll protest or like they'll ask for refunds that they won't go to anymore.
What did he do?
He was in Howard the Duck too, right?
Yeah,
he was. And he was in Devil's
Aficionado
Advocate.
Over
yeah,
there.
He has the guy that has the heart attack. And
he had a run of being a piece of
right
shit.
Yeah. But yeah, I think he got caught with like a lot of child porn.
He got caught with a lot of child porn.
And worked after it. He's in Ravenous after he got arrested.
Ravenous for kids.
Did he act on any of his pedophilia desires?
Who knows?
So you're thinking
that's where Karen draws the line.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
She's like, it's not abuse if they don't know they're having their photo
taken. Mike, I didn't say that.
That's
don't
what
put
she
words
said.
In my mouth.
Clip it, Mike. Clip it.
So they actually. I mean, I would assume it would have to be that Lydia's dad has died in the last however many years,
which is totally.
But so now,
who's playing Lydia?
Probably Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder.
And then what's her name? Ortega's
Catherine O'Hara's the mom.
I didn't know that. That's great.
And then Jenna Ortega is going to be Lydia's daughter.
Lydia. I know we're sick of Jenna.
I am bored of you. Great job.
Now we're going to assume A, the dad died. B, the Maitlands just left the house.
Yeah, because he's dead. Are they both dead?
No, I mean, Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis. Because Alec Baldwin can't be fucking in it.
Oh, yeah.
I have a trailer, Zach, if you want to see.
Is it real?
He probably is being haunted by a ghost right now.
I have a feeling. I don't know. If you have a trailer, I'm not convinced it's a real one.
Gina Davis might be in it, where it's like...
It says from KH Studio. It says the first trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Did Michael Keaton say you do it?
The lucky part about 30 years...
Yeah, no, Michael Keaton's Beetlejuice.
Oh.
And with all that makeup, it's like, it'll seem the same.
So many memories.
This looks AI.
This is definitely not real.
No, stop it.
No, we can...
I still watch it, but...
I mean, that's a shot. These are shots from the first movie. That's her probably in another movie. That's a shot from the first movie.
Either you have a thing
first
for
movie.
Haunted houses
first
or
movie.
I'm just irresistible.
Oh, that's an impression.
Yeah, it's not real.
But even him being old, you put that stuff on him.
Because
it won't be that much of a difference.
Because I was reading a thing that in the original storyboards, they kill Lydia. So that she dies in a fire so she can be with the Maitlands. And then in the cut of the movie that came out, they had actually taken out Catherine O'Hara and Jeff Jones calling from New York City and saying, we'll never sell the house, but Lydia lives there with her friends or something.
At the end of the original?
The end of the original, they cut a scene where Catherine O'Hara is on the phone with a real estate agent. And she's like, no, we don't want to sell the house. But we're gonna, and they're in an apartment in New York City.
Oh.
So they changed the ending so that they all stayed together.
Oh, wow.
Which seems like that's how it should have been.
I guess. So. I mean, also, in the original version, Beetlejuice was a little Arab man.
Wait, really?
And it was supposed to be Sammy Davis Jr. was the first pitch for Beetlejuice.
Really?
And he was a little Arab man. It was much more violent. I know a lot of shit about this.
Yeah.
So there's this thing that a lot of the greatest film characters of all time aren't really in the movie that much. Like they're in the movie for under like, 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, like he's Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter, Jaws, Beetlejuice. There's a couple.
Jaws is not so much an actor in my book.
But you just
but it's still the character.
Yeah.
And Beetlejuice was in the movie so little that they added the scene with the banister being him. Because it would count as getting more Beetlejuice without having to bring Michael Keaton back.
Oh, wow. That's but crazy. It was like 7 minutes or something.
It was a different scene where the banister was something else, but they had it instead turn into his Michael
head.
Keaton.
Yeah, his snakehead.
Yeah, the snakehead Michael Keaton, so that it would bring up the amount of runtime he has in the actual movie.
Now, this one, because you don't have Jeffrey Jones, you don't have the other ones.
Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis.
Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis. You'll have him in it. Like it'll mostly be about Beetlejuice, right? And oh no, it'll mostly be about Jenna Ortega, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Yawn.
That'll be kind of boring because you want Beetlejuice.
I'm not too pumped about it.
Yeah, I want Murderer Baldwin.
They fucked these things up. Like the Coming to America was pretty bad and stuff like that. Where you're like you take these amazing first things.
You know what bothered me with Coming to America too?
What?
Why were the old guys in the Jewish barbershop the same age? They ain't aged 40 years. They were old as fuck in the first movie. It should have been a joke, like, "Hey, who knows? Why are we still here?"
Yeah, or they could have been ghosts. They should have been ghosts in the barbershop.
No, that was pretty good. Burger too wasn't bad.
I didn't see it.
It was silly. It was fun. It was what you wanted out of that nostalgia crap.
Was Chris Redd in it?
Good one, Johnny. He's really kicking up dirt.
Shout out to you having dinner with Bo Deedle.
What?
Bo Deedle posted that he had dinner with Kenan Thompson the other night.
Really?
I still follow Bo Deedle from when he was on the network and refused to do my show because I asked him to do Maniac Cop 2, which he's in. And he did not think it was worth his time.
He's in a bunch of movies. Is he in Sopranos as well? Or he's in a bunch of stuff, Bo Deedle.
Yeah, he's in a shitload of stuff. All right, let's wrap it up. I think that was a fucking more than stellar podcast. I want to thank my wonderful guests, Sean Donnelly, Karen Feehan from the Only Feehans podcast, Sean Donnelly from Brand New Jerks podcast, and from the Great Hang podcast, Micah Fox. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you here on Wednesday on the Real Ass Podcast.
Thank you so much.
That's all, folks.